Hello, loves. It's Ruthie here. I just wanted to do a very fun, simple little Halloween AMA. I did some last year and I just really enjoyed them. And I just collected a bunch of questions. And my goal is once per week to release an AMA with the questions. So if anybody else wants to do it, you can either answer the questions in comments or PM, or feel free to do a recording of your own, especially if you're one of the voices. So let's get started. Would I spend a full night inside of a haunted house if someone paid me? Yes, but that's probably because I would probably spend the night in a haunted house for free. I actually have stayed in a haunted bed and breakfast that used to be a old bordello, a western one, which was a really fun time, so I would. Getting paid would be a bonus. Have I ever seen a fresh corpse? I'm guessing this means not at a funeral, like a embalmed corpse, but just a fresh corpse. I have. When I was a little bit younger, I actually discovered my neighbor had passed away. I went in to check on him. He was an older guy and hadn't seen him in his normal routine. And I knew he hadn't been feeling well, so I went and checked on him and he actually passed away. So it was a different experience. Does the sight of blood make me squeamish? It does not. Sometimes the smell of blood makes me squeamish if it's strong enough. The sight doesn't bother me at all. I donate blood regularly. Needles don't bother me. None of that. So, what is the scariest Halloween costume I have ever worn? The scariest Halloween costume I've ever worn. I did a zombie one year, but I did this really, I found this really awesome technique to make it look like one of my eyes had been eaten. So you actually don't see an eye at all. You see a big hollowed hole where my eye should be, and blood was running down my face. And my other eye, I had, I went full blown and did the like the dead contact. So it was like a, I think it was like a white iris with a very, very, very small pupil. It was very freaky. Lots of fun. Me and several of my friends, we went as a zombie horde, and we had a lot of fun, like chasing kids around and doing stuff like that. So I'd say that's probably the scariest, because the eye, not having that other eye, disconcerted a lot of people. What am I superstitious about? Probably, I don't know. I guess I'm sometimes superstitious about anything that has to do with something that's like a ghost or a spirit thing. I'm not into like pissing them off, I guess, or like if I was walking through a graveyard, which I've done before late at night. I'm very big on don't step on their graves. You know, be respectful. I don't know. I'm just kind of superstitious about that kind of stuff. Would I rather get bitten by a vampire, a werewolf, or a zombie? I would totally go werewolf. Vampires are cool. Zombies, they're mindless, and I guess they're kind of invincible in the fact that, you know, unless you really kill them, nothing's going to stop them. A werewolf, I guess, just kind of is more my vibe. The wild, the primitive, the animalistic stuff. Also, like, the woods, and then you get, like, strength and speed, and which I don't have a whole lot of either of those. So I don't know. The werewolf seems to fit my personality the best. Are you convinced that ghosts exist? I am convinced ghosts exist. I've had some experiences, and I think they do. What makes a ghost, what makes the spirits do what they do, or everything, then I have no clue. I'm just sure that they're around. Do you look forward to Friday the 13th, or do I dread it? I look forward to it, but usually because me and my friends kind of just make a little event of it. We have dinner, we watch a couple of scary movies, we maybe get up to some pranks, and it's just a fun time, so I enjoy it. It's an excuse to dress and be all Halloween-y, I guess, if that's how you want to describe it. So, that's fun. What is my favorite part of Halloween? I think it's finding the beauty and the enjoyment in things that are like so dark and damask and overlooked or odd. Just really appreciating them. I mean, what other time of the year, other than the fall and Halloween, does anybody really appreciate a pumpkin? Or are, you know, dressing up as hideous things seen as fun? Or taking a stroll through a graveyard exciting? You know, I don't know. It's just like all these gothic, dark, spooky things, you appreciate them. So, and it's just like a fun time. Most people, it's all about having fun and making it all fun. What house would I like to be in Hogwarts? I would like to be in the Hufflepuff house, but that is because I am a self-identifying Hufflepuff. I actually have taken the test and I am a Hufflepuff, the Pottermore test. But so I would like to be in the house that I feel I belong in. Do you like to trick or treat, or do you prefer to pass out the candy? I prefer to pass out the candy, but that's kind of because we have this game where somebody passes out the candy and the kids come and get the candy. And when they turn around to leave, we have some friends, like in werewolf costumes and stuff, that like chase them off, you know? So it's kind of like a last little scare for them. So it's exciting to do that. And it's also exciting to see all the costumes, and you'll have like the little toddlers that come up that are afraid to, you know, get the candy, and the parents that are trying to do it. Then you got the kids that walk up very confident and proud of their costumes. And then you do even get the older kids who maybe be a little bit older to trick or treat, who walk up with their little effort costumes, but they could be out doing much worse. So it's all in good fun. So I enjoy it. I enjoy that little fun. Do I prefer gore or thrillers? I prefer thrillers. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I really love just a bloody, messy horror film, but usually I like thrillers. I like things that make you think a little bit. Do I get scared easily? I don't, but when I am scared or you catch me off guard, you know it, because I have the same reaction every time when I'm really caught off guard. When I'm not caught off guard and not scared, you can tell. If I could only wear one Halloween costume for the rest of my life, what would it be? Oh, wow. You know, it might be boring, but I'm just going to go with a classic witch. You know, black drab, hat, stocking, shoes, you know. It's just classic. And you can make it classy or slutty or funny. Like, give yourself a big false green nose, you know. It can be fun. So I'm going to say witch. If I could have one spooky Halloween pet, for example, a black cat, owl, bat, a rat, or a wolf, what would I pick? Ooh, that's a tough one. Oh man, that is really tough. Well, the cat's out. I'm not a cat person. The rat, I have had rats before. My friends have rats. So I don't mind rats. The wolf is cool, but I already have dogs. I know wolves are different. See, here's the tough part. Bats are my third favorite animal. Owls are my fourth favorite animal. But it's like, which one is better as a pet? I'm going to go with owl. I'm going to go with owl, and that's what I'm going with. Okay, we're going with owl. Favorite horror or Halloween themed song? Oh gosh. Probably This Is Halloween. off of Nightmare Before Christmas. I mean, I just like it. It encompasses it. It's got that ominous tone. If not that, probably the theme from Psycho. Oh, just a great score. Very ominous. Very just intense. And then also it leads into those beautiful strings. I love it. So I would say either of those. Which urban legend scares me the most? I don't know if I would say scares me the most, but the one that I... Okay, so maybe it does scare me the most. I do not like the whole Candyman or Bloody Mary thing. I don't know what it is. I've always, since I was little, I was like, oh no, I won't even be in the same house or the same room with anybody that does that kind of stuff. I don't know if it's because I watched the Candyman movies when I was younger. I don't know if it's because in my head I'm thinking, you know, oh, this is all in good fun. But then I get in my head like, oh gosh, what if the lights flicker and then Candyman is behind us? Like, you know, I don't know. It just freaks me out. What horror monster, or what is my favorite horror monster or villain? I would have to say, you know, I'm going to say that maybe Freddy Krueger's tops, only because the whole get you in your dreams thing has always fascinated me. Because you have to sleep. You can't not sleep. And I think what always fascinated me with the movies is that they would dream like they were still awake, and then all of a sudden something would happen and they'd realize that they're dreaming, and they would freak out because it's like, if you realize you're in a dream, how do you wake yourself up? So I don't know. It was a psychological thing, but in a different way. Other than that, I really just like those intellectual thought. Like, I love Jigsaw. I like The Collector. I hate the character himself, but just the skill and the intrinsic nature and the OCD, like all these things, that contributed to just like a really good villain. Yeah, so I'm going to say that. As far as for your Halloween time, would you choose an autumn bonfire, a classy mystery dinner, or a fun costume dance party? I'm probably going to go with the bonfire. That's just my vibe. Sipping some lovely cider or hot chocolate, or maybe making s'mores and just sitting out to a nice crackling bonfire surrounded by friends. Just a very easygoing time. The classy mystery dinner does sound fun. I've always wanted to go to one of those. Like a really legit one. I've been to one, but not like one where you actually dress up really classy, like Clue style, and do it. And a fun costume dance party. I've been to a lot of those. They are lots of fun, but, you know, when you're in costume and dancing around and, you know, I don't know. I would just go with the bonfire. 20, what scares you most? Ooh. What scares me most? I guess, I guess Ruthie's gonna get real for a minute. Something that scares me the most is the unpredictability of human nature. We're creatures of habit. We are. And so when somebody steps outside of that, it can be very scary. Also, especially with nowadays the world, the way that the world is, not just in my country, but in countries all over the world. Something that I really am scared of is in an, like in a densely populated area, like, or just like if you're out in the streets and there's a lot of people around, I'm afraid of things like a mass shooting, or I'm afraid of things of something happens and then like it becomes utter chaos. I'm scared of that chaos that people are capable of in a moment of crisis, because, you know, I think the thing that separates us from animals is our empathy for each other. However, in those moments of like crisis and emergency, sometimes we lose that humanity and it becomes every man for himself. And that scares me. Because I'm very much, I don't know if I could ever lose that humanity. And unfortunately, that makes me a target or a victim in those circumstances and those that I love. So that would be what scares me most. Okay, loves, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I didn't ramble on too much. Please feel free, like I said, you know, play along, answer the questions. You can do it in text form, audio, whatever you want. And I will be talking to you soon, and I hope you'll be listening.